You're listening to SBS News.
The European Parliament has launched an action which could unleash unprecedented political sanctions against the Hungarian government for posing what it calls a systematic threat to the European Union's founding values. A motion was passed 448 votes to 197 to begin steps under Article 7 of the EU Treaty after a parliamentary report accused Hungary's government of corruption and other breaches. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has promised he will protect his populist policies and says the vote was aimed at his government's anti-immigration position.
Hungary does not give in to blackmail. Hungary will defend its borders, stop illegal migration, and will defend its rights.
Since he swept to power in 2010, opponents say Mr. Orbán has used his parliamentary majority to pressure the country's courts, media and non-government groups in ways which breach EU rules. He is also known for a strict anti-immigration policy. At the height of the EU immigration crisis, Hungary built a fence along its border with Serbia and Croatia to keep out refugees. Hungary also led the opposition to European chancellors who want to take in more refugees from the Middle East and Africa. But the European Commission's first vice president, Frans Timmermans, says the motion against Hungary goes well beyond a migration issue.
Sadly, the Commission shares the concerns expressed in the report, in particular as regards fundamental rights, corruption, the treatment of Roma, and the independence of the judiciary.
Mr. Timmermans says such actions are going back to what he calls a European history none of us want to see. Prior to the motion, the Parliament issued a statement calling on EU countries to, as it phrased it, act against the member state to prevent a systematic threat to EU founding values. The statement referred to threats to the respect for democracy, the rule of law and human rights. It alleged Hungary is failing to respect the human rights of refugees and migrants by refusing to acknowledge their rights to asylum, making excessive use of detention and violently pushing back migrants and refugees into Serbia. But the 197 who voted against the motion see Viktor Orbán as a crusader for the rights of nation states and ethnic majorities. And Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó has described it as nothing less than petty revenge of pro-immigration politicians.
This decision was made by violating the European treaties, as the votes regarding the absentees were not taken into consideration. So legally speaking, this decision goes totally against the procedures put forward in the European treaties. And it is absolutely obvious that this debate is about migration. There are forces in the European Parliament which basically hate the migratory policy of the current Hungarian government, and this is reflected in their decision.
With elections for a new parliament in May next year, the vote reflects a growing pushback among traditional parties in Europe against the rise of nationalists. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.